Willie Hernan is the vice captain of the track walking team. What's our winner today, Willie, please?
We'll go Cash for Diamonds. Up over a mile, I think this horse will go very close to winning.
Cash for Diamonds goes on to win.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Mike Moroney, your best today, Mike?
Would be Hangman, yeah. He's got a really good racing brain, and we're confident he's trained on and things are good with him.
Hangman, 100 metres to go, stretches out beautifully, and a nice winner.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Of course we do. We love the early mail on the Breakfast Club. It's got a big following, and hopefully we can find you another winner today. And according to the Herald Sun, we are racing at Warrnambool. There's an A in there somewhere in the middle.
Warrnambool.
I don't think it is. I think it's Warrnambool. Willie Hernan is a Warrnambool specialist as the vice captain of the track walking team. He's been good enough to join us. Good morning, Willie.
Good morning, Half. Yes, hopefully we can keep this winning run going today at Warrnambool.
Last start winner for you, which was very nice and paid well as well. $5.60 on the Giddy Goat first up, which was nice. Can we back it up today after we find out the track conditions, please?
Let's hope so. Whereas Warrnambool today, they're on a heavy 10 track. The rail's out for 9 metres. The penetrometer is 6.40. This track walks a genuine heavy for racing today. They did receive 70 mils of rainfall this week. They did race here a couple of weeks ago, but this track has recovered pretty well, with only some mark in the inside, 2 to 3 metres around the circle, which I think will cut out with racing. In the straight, there is marking right across. And I've got to walk best down the middle, but they will use a fair bit of this track trying to find the better ground as it does cut out. But this track is on the improve with no rain forecast. It should be an improving track, but it just depends how much they cut it out during the day half.
Okay, that sounds like an interesting track report today there at Warrnambool. So be wary. Use all that information when you're selecting your winners, which, of course, one of which will be...
I'm going with one of Jared's, which is inside information, but I probably should just be potting it because you just can't tip a winner at the moment. We're going to go race 7, number 11, Splashette.
Splashette. I think we've had Splashette on the early mail before.
We've tipped it a few times.
Hall of Fame
type situation. Righto, Splashette, race 7, number 11. Slightly disappointing. We're hoping to get a hold of Jared McLean, but anyway, you can have it. No worries, Willie.
He was meant to be here, Jared, with me now, but he's disappointed me. He's not here.
He's a disappointing man sometimes. Race 7, number 11, Splashette will win, says Willie Hernan. I think he's right, and good luck to you, young fella. Appreciate your help.
Thanks, guys.
Willie Hernan, vice captain of the track walking team.
That relationship may be fractured.
Strained. Yes. Strained. Well, it's not fractured just yet.
No, maybe not quite. Now, Simon Wilde's been waiting patiently to have a chat to us. He's got about 28 runners at Warrnambool today. Thanks for your time, Simon.
Pleasure.
We might go through race by race because you've got multiple horses in a couple of these races. Your day starts race 3, number 2, with Two Bills, who looks like it's going to be a very strong favourite despite drawing very wide.
Yeah, look, he was building a nice record. He ran very well at the May Carnival, and he won very nicely at Warwickmobile, and he disappointed us up at Swan Hill a little bit. He's probably a question mark in the heavy ground. Melissa rode him that day and just said his action wasn't, you know, terrific. So he's on trial again, in the heavy ground because the track is quite wet, and I think if he handles it, he'll be running pretty well.
Okay, so but maybe buyer beware at the short price with race 3, number 2. Now, in race 4, you've got 3, so you've got a third of the field, 2, 5 and 8. What's your best of the 3?
Yeah, look, the filly that ran at Swan Hill, she surprised us. You know, she's the smallest horse I've ever put a saddle on. And, you know, Valencia Missile this is. And, she ran very well at Swan Hill, got through the heavy, tried very hard, so... you can tick her off as a heavy tracker. I think the other two are probably, you know, horses that will be better in the future. I know the High Chaparral filly, she'll benefit from the outing. And the other guy, have a shout. He's pretty straightforward, but I think he'll be looking more at his 3-year-old year as well. But that's not to say that they can run sort of cheeky races.
Okay, so race 4, number 8, Valencia Missile is your best of those 3, with 2 Have a Shout and also 5 Covert Miss a chance as well. Now, race 8, you've got number 9, Ruby Eyes.
Yeah, Ruby Eyes is coming back from a throat operation. She had a tie back, and that's the reason for the long layoff, but she's had 3 trials. One of those was at Ballarat on a really heavy track, and she seemed to get through the ground nicely. So, on her form, prior to the operation, she'd be competitive in this race, and We've been really pleased with the way she's come back. You know, sometimes with an operation like that, it's a bit 50-50, but I'm very pleased with her. She's working well, and she's got no restrictions now with her breathing at all. So her heavy track form doesn't look all that flash. I think she's had a third from about four or five starts, but I think every other start's been a fourth on a heavy track, you know, close-up fourth. So I think she'll have no problems, and, you know, she's fit and well. She's probably about 90% fit, but she can run pretty well.
Well, this is great information here. Good value there with Ruby Eyes as well. We're talking to Simon Wild, who's racing at home today at Warrnambool. In race nine, you've got two, number four, Leishman, and also number eight, Dash of Pash.
Yeah, Leishman's scratched.
Okay.
But Dash of Pash, we expected her to win at Hamilton. You know, she was building into that race really well. She had some pretty solid form. She slightly disappointed us, even though she wasn't, you know, she wasn't terrible. But we've given her a little bit of time between runs. You know, I think the wet tracks are okay for her. She's a hard horse to keep sound, so that's why we've spaced her runs a little bit. But much happier with her. We trotted her up last night, and she's trotting out well. And you know, she's, I think Linda Meach on board, senior jockey back on, you know, it'll be a good, really good test for her. But there's no reason that, you know, she can't sort of bounce back to a bit better form.
Okay. And then finally in race 10, number six, Florida Pearl, who at least at this stage is going to run favourite.
Yeah, she was terrific at Swan Hill. You know, she donkey licked a pretty average field, but she just did it really well. And, you know, lead up form was good, and she's got no problems with the heavy, you know, her heavy track form's terrific. And she's just a mare in form, so I think she's Damien Thornton, gate one. She should be able to, you know, she should be able to get to the right part of the track, and she'll be up the front there, and she'll give him something to catch.
All right. Lots of runners, lots of really good chances. Can you narrow it to at least a couple?
Oh, look, I think Florida Pearl, you know, just off her last start winning, she's so reliable on a wet track. I think she's probably the best of them.
This is fantastic.
I like that
information. Look at that.
This is sort of in-depth sort of analysis stuff. We like this, Simon. Very, very nice from you. We appreciate all your assistance today. Good luck to the stable at the Bull today.
Thanks very much.
Simon Wild with us on the Early Mail. That's tough to beat. Jared McLean's got to beat that. I'm not sure he's up to it. Jared, good morning.
Morning, boys.
Great to have you on board, mate. You've got three going around today, and Willie Hernan's tipped one of them, which is a concern. We'll start with race one, number seven, though. Yamaji. $7 is the early market. Barrier 3 over the 2,053 time-honoured metres. What are you thinking?
Yeah, he's looking for the trip and gets the blinkers. Shane Jackson goes on. But $7 is probably a little bit short for me.
Righto. I'm not playing then. race 7, number 11, Splashette is Willie's tip. We've had Splashette before. She's been good to us. Today?
She's been costly to us, I reckon. I reckon the Breakfast Club could have bought her for what we've lost. But I'm buggered to do it, but I'm going to have to side with him and go with him today. I think she's my best of the day.
Really? Righto.
Outside draw, gets to the right part of the track. D-Lane stays on her. He owes us a favour after his ride on her last time, and I think she'll get the job done.
Righto. Well, that's good feedback. That confirms Willie's tip, which is nice. But race 8, number 11, I was intrigued at. I reckon Bessa, last start winner at the Bull over the 1,000 in the 58, goes up to the 64 today, but surely a good chance.
We were all on Splashette last time at the 310, and Orica Bessa sailed on by, so that's about how good we're going at the moment. and she was $15 then, and she was about $7 today. But no, she's trained on well. She's a horse we don't do a lot with, so we've kept her fresh. She'll present really well again, and in an even race, she's got to be a good each-way chance again.
Right, race 9, number 9, you've got Jimmy Vag out of barrier 10. It looks a little bit deep in the odds for my liking.
Yeah, too deep.
Too deep, right.
Play on.
So just give us... Because Jim, Willie's already tipped Splashette, so if you were looking around Splashette, what would you be saying is your best today?
Oh, we'd go Orica Bessa each way, but if you looked into mine and Willie's betting records over the last 6 weeks, we've been consistently poor, so we're due to turn it around.
We are due to turn it around. What I might do, I might have Orica Bessa as your tip today, because we've already got Splashette. Gives us a bit of an out. Good on you, Jared. Good luck today, mate. Always nice to chat. Stay well.
No worries. Thanks very much.
Jared McLean with four today at Warrnambool.
Well, we've got the two specialists on at the same time. We have to get winners from that.
Now, do I go Orica Bessa, or do I go the gold card on Splashette and double it up, have $2?
Yep, do that.
Righto. Well, all right, we'll scratch the last bit. I won't do Orica Bessa. If it wins, I will spew. But we'll go $2.
Well, Splash It wins, we can just then go the other one as well.
The gold card. There you go. If it wins, we'll play again. Splash It, the $2 gold card being used on that today. Race 7, number 11. Summer Wild's Best, race 10, number 6. Today at Warrnambool, according to the Herald Sun. Good luck if you're getting involved. Otherwise, just chill out and enjoy. After 7 o'clock, Magic Door from the Kangaroos is going to join us in the Prosper Inner Sanctum. Cannot wait to chat the match.